Register for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Minnesota United game on April 1st when they take on Atlanta United FC at TCF Bank Stadium. You also win four Minnesota United pom-pom hats. Go to KFAN.com, keyword contest.
Welcome back to Indianapolis and the NFL Combine, courtesy of Whiting Clinic LASIK and Eye Care. It's PA in charge. Happy now to be joined by former Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator and current head coach of the New York Giants, Mr. Pat Shurmur. Where it's been about a month now. What's it like being head coach of the New York Football Giants?
Busy days. You know, I certainly am proud to be there. Great organization, much like the one I left, and I'm glad we get a chance to visit. I really didn't get a chance to really say a proper goodbye to Minnesota. It was such a great place for my family and I the last 2 years.
What did you enjoy about your 2 years with the Vikings? I mean, you start out as tight ends coach. You move into the offensive coordinator job in weird fashion. And then you're the offensive coordinator of an offense scoring about 24 points a game without Dalvin Cook, without Sam Bradford. Obviously did great work with Case Keenum. And you get to the NFC title game. So all that's good. But just overall, how was your stay in Minnesota?
Well, we loved it. I mean, on a personal note, we loved living there. We loved, we loved the whole vibe that Minneapolis provided. You know, I loved it. It was a breath of fresh air for me in the building. You know, it was an old school football operation, the way Rick and Coach Zim obviously worked together, the way the staff was put together, the type of team that we had, a great defense and an offense that we got to play well. And it just was a heck of a lot of fun.
Was there a point last year, Pat, where you started to realize I think I'm going to be head coach at some point? And is there a point where, you know, the feelers started coming in and people started indicating, you know, wow, this, you know, this there might be an opportunity for me to be head coach again?
You know, you only know what you read in those situations, and I tried not to read much. I really felt like we had a chance to have a special year.
Yeah, and you did.
And I felt, you know, I felt a responsibility to the people that brought me there to make sure that I didn't take my eye off the ball. And it's a credit to the players. You know, I hate the phrase bought in.
Yeah.
Our guys did a great job of believing what we were doing. And you know, you saw every Sunday different guys make plays. And the steady performance of the staff behind the scenes and, you know, the support that the Wilfs gave us. It was just a fun year.
Now you go from a 13-win team to a 13-loss team. Yeah. I assume you went through all the tape from last year, watched all the games. What did you learn from looking at 13 losses from the Giants roster last year?
Well, the year previous, they won 11.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a lot of good on our roster. You know, things didn't go well last year. You know, I know the people that are currently there, you know, it's like anything, you own it. You own the good, you own the bad. And so with Dave Gettleman, myself, the new coaching staff, the people in place, we're trying to sort out why that happened. You know, we got a pretty good idea. And certainly after a season like that, there's changes that are being made.
Yeah.
And so that's what this is all about. You know, this is our first real big exposure to the draft class. You know, we've gone through the process with free agency to prepare for that. And so we'll just try to add some new pieces And the guys that are there will try to get into play as well as they possibly can.
You know, I would imagine with the New York media and the fans, you get a lot of questions about Eli Manning. I mean, he'll be a Hall of Famer, two-time Super Bowl MVP. Right. I want to know what you know at this stage about Davis Webb, you know, the second-year guy from Cal, and, you know, certainly not going to pigeonhole you into any needs right. via the offseason, but, I mean, Davis is on your team. What can you tell us about him?
You know, I went back and watched him again because we liked him. You know, when we went through the process a year ago in Minnesota, you know, all coaches always evaluate the quarterbacks, no matter who's on their roster. So yeah. Don't ever let anybody tell you they don't. And we went through the process with Davis, and we liked him. We had a good grade on him. We felt like – and there's a reason why the Giants drafted him. The unfortunate piece for me – evaluating what he has to offer is he didn't play much, you know, only a few snaps in the preseason, and so, you know, we're just trying to kind of sort out where he's at. You know, he's in the building every day. He's one of those type of guys. Unfortunately, can't talk ball with him, but I'm encouraged by how eager he is and encouraged by what I remember about him, you know, in college, and the little that we've seen on tape and practice. You know, the arrow's up on him.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the New York Giants from Indianapolis at the Scouting Combine.
So you're talking about backups to Eli. You've got to be thinking about succession planning. I mean, just the reality of where he is, twilight of his career. Right. I assume, you know, that's one player, but here we are at the Combine, and the draft obviously gives you another opportunity for succession planning.
Sure.
And you probably don't even know what you're going to do with pick number two yet, but even pick number two might give you an option of virtually every quarterback in the league. Just if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about the succession planning for Eli Manning.
Well, first, Eli Manning, we all know he's 37 years old, but, you know, I'm going to knock on wood. You can't see that on radio, but, you know, he's been very healthy his whole career.
Yeah.
I've watched the way he trains, you know, just seeing the way, and he's fit. He takes care of himself. And so, you know, he's got years left, in my opinion. But in terms of the draft and, you know, doing what we can to help the quarterback room, you know, there's still a lot of water that's going to run under the bridge. And I certainly wouldn't be breaking any news, you know, back there in Minneapolis.
As head coach of the Giants and having the second overall pick, you're in a great spot. I mean, because, like, if you were the coach of the team last year that lost 13 games, you don't want the two spot while you're losing 13 games. But then, you know, the offseason comes and you're like, all right, let's make the best of this, find somebody here in subsequent rounds who can help us. But you rolling in as a new head coach with the second overall pick, that has to excite you.
It does, because we're gonna evaluate, we're gonna go through the process. And you know, I mentioned it today, but the last time the Giants had the number two pick, they picked a guy named Lawrence Taylor.
Wow.
The last time they had the third pick in the draft, Carl Banks.
Mm.
You know, and those.
So does that mean you're trading to three?
So those are two, you know, franchise-changing players. And so, you know, we're going to go through the process and try to evaluate who's worthy of being picked second in this draft or any draft. And then take it from there.
That might have been a Bradley Chubb tell, by the way, a couple of defensive players charged.
You've got a couple running backs on roster, but frankly, the running game wasn't good enough last year, in my opinion anyway, and I suspect you would probably agree, even if you won't say it right now. But you've got the number two pick, and many people think Saquon Barkley is the best player in this draft. Have you had a chance to look at Barkley yet? And what do you think of him as a player?
Yeah, I have, and I've seen him. I've seen him a great deal, actually, and he's a tremendous player.
Yeah,
and we'll just have to see where it goes, but he's an outstanding football player.
Now, Odell Beckham is unbelievably talented. I think an adjective to describe him also would be mercurial. How much time have you spent with Odell to this stage, and what do you think?
That's the biggest word I've ever heard you say. Can you spell that?
M-E.
Yeah, I've spent some time with him. You know, I've talked to him on the phone. He's been through the building. We've talked. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting him out there on the field and working with him. This is the very awkward time for coaches where we can't do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, you know, that's just the way it is. But, you know, he's eager to get started. You know, I think we've had a chance to talk about how last year went for him, and I just know that he wants to make that injury situation kind of a blip on the radar and move forward.
I got to believe one of the exciting things about being a head coach is that you get to fill out your coaching staff. And, you know, you've been in a variety of different situations. You've had a long career, so you know all these people. And you get a chance to sort of handpick the people that you want. Can you tell us a little bit about the process that you went through to fill out your staff? And, you know, I know you got Mike Shula, and you got the defensive coordinator from Arizona,
James Bechner,
and he's had a ton of success.
Right.
I was shocked that he was available, really.
Well, I really feel good about our staff. I mean, they're, you know, I went into this, I want guys that are career coaches. They're good people. They've had success places they've been. And, you know, it was interesting when you're the head coach of the New York Football Giants. It's a little easier sell.
I bet.
And so what was important is there's a lot of really good football coaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was to find the right ones that would fit with what we were doing. And I feel good about the staff we hired.
And in the case for Mike Shula, you had to have somebody that was going to be comfortable with you playing as the play caller, right? And, you know, some offensive coordinators, I assume, really want that responsibility, and some people are going to be okay working with a head coach who has that.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to finding the right fit.
Yeah.
And certainly, I've known Mike for a very long time. There's some schematic similarities with the way they called things in Carolina. You know, as I took over for Norv, you know, we didn't just throw everything out. We sort of morph the verbiage into this year's version of it. And so now that I have Mike in the building, there's more similarities than I even thought when I hired him. And he did a great job with Cam Newton, helped Cam and that offense take that team to the Super Bowl. So I really like what Mike's going to bring to the Giants.
So I can only assume then with the Carolina heritage, you're going to run Eli Manning in the same sort of, you know, path.
Yeah, he's a big
run.
Zone read guy.
Yeah, zone read, so exactly.
Zone do that? Reads,
yeah.
RPOs.
Yeah, so you got it. Yeah. You got it. All right.
We love coming to Indianapolis this time of the year and doing a couple of radio shows, chatting with people like you, personnel people, big spot media people. Then you get to the actual drills, you know, where we will watch that on NFL Network. Are in any way, do you think, Pat, the drills at the combine have become antiquated?
I don't. I don't know if I'm in the minority or not. I really think our game, now you can't evaluate a lineman per se because they can't be engaged and do the things they do. But our game is about negotiating the ground and moving your feet and changing direction and showing whether you can catch the ball or not. And you can see all those things from all the other positions. And I think that's what I get out of it, along with the medical information, and then certainly, as I'm going to go here in a couple minutes, the interviews at night.
Yeah, you take that medical information, the interviews, and the game tape. I mean, that really, in no particular order, I mean, that's kind of everything with this whole thing, right?
But I do think you need to see these players in person. Yeah. This is the first really intense exposure we have to this year's draft class, and so to see them out there running around, I think it's helpful.
Last one for Pat Charge.
You're going to do some interviews now. The players have gotten coached up really well by agents on what the interview process is like. How do you figure out what's a smokescreen and, you know, what's the stock answers versus trying to figure out what that kid's all about? And you might be making a multi-year, multi-million dollar investment. You want to try to get past the coaching and the veneer, you know?
Well, here's the good news. We've been coached up on how to question it, so. You know, and I think what's important is you find out if these players are genuine. And so we take them through, you know, as much as you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're genuine. And really what you really want to determine, the nuts and bolts of it is this person passionate about football? Does he understand that he wants the importance of being a good teammate? Because we coach in the ultimate team sport. And then at the end of the day, does this player want to be coached? So if they're passionate about football, they understand it's a team sport, and they want to be coached, then, you know, we can walk away from this event and say, this is a guy we'd like to draft. If we can't answer those three questions and be real honest about it, then we got to maybe move on.
I've heard some other NFL people bring a passion a lot in this process. You can't. What the phrase I hear a lot is, you can't coach passion. it's hard to just, you kind of got that or you don't, and it's hard to instill it, and you might want to believe, well, if we bring our guy to Winter Park, you know, we're going to make him passionate, but you can't always do that. Do you agree with that sentiment, that some guys got it and some don't, and you can't necessarily coach that into a kid?
Yeah, I think you need to love this game. You can't fake our game.
Yeah.
Because it's out there for the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the elements that make a player great, if they're passionate about it, they'll show up. All the elements that should make a player great, if they don't love the sport, will not show up. And I think that's the beauty of our game. And so the challenge for us in the draft process is we want to find those right guys to add to our team.
Yeah.
Now, when you're taking over a team like I am, you want to maximize what's good about the guys that are currently there. And so, and then you put it together, and September rolls around, you put a ball down, and you go.
Fantastic job with the Vikings offense last year. Thank you for that. And best of luck to you with the New York Giants. Thank you very much for taking time to join us.
Always, Paul.
Pat Shermer, head coach of the New York Giants from the Indianapolis Combine. This is 9 to noon.
This is coverage of the NFL Combine, presented by Whiting Clinic LASIK and Eye Care on Minnesota's station for football, The Fan.
Hey, it's Nordo back with you. If you're a business owner out there, first of all, thanks for listening to The Fan. But when you're trying to hire people, I mean, that stack of resumes on your desk just has to be a massive clomp when it comes to trying to differentiate between a candidate and the candidate. Well, LinkedIn.com. LinkedIn's the best. It's best for people like me, the job seeker, because I get to differentiate myself from just being a resume, the interactivity, the network. And the great things that I love about LinkedIn is why you as a business owner need to use it to find great people. Because again, you know, you want to find out as much as you can about these people before you add them to your company's covenant. LinkedIn.com, the best at delivering great candidates. Go to LinkedIn.com/KFAN. You get a $50 credit off your first job post. So $50 off your first post. Do it now. Go to LinkedIn.com/KFAN for that credit. Now, 22 million people applying to jobs every week on LinkedIn. You can be one of the hundreds of thousands of businesses thriving because they found great people using LinkedIn.com/KFAN. Terms and conditions do apply.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. A couple of stalls, one on 35 East southbound on the right shoulder at Wagon Wheel Trail. The other one on 35W southbound after County Road D on the right shoulder. Things looking pretty good elsewhere. No accidents or major roadwork hangups. That's traffic on the Fan. This report is brought to you by KFC. Getting hungry? Well, KFC has the answer for